very personal, very
stubborn
people, animals who, if you don't watch very closely, they will take over and eat everything in their path, and no one will get in their way. So
I think we know what candidate you favor based on this.
I'm a little biased, yeah. Haven't had much luck selling Quark.
All right, just to wrap up, mm-hmm. what's your favorite French cheese?
Absolute favorite French cheese is Comté. Comté is the French, what's referred to as French Gruyère, although the French and the Swiss have forever been fighting over who originated the recipe for Gruyère. But the French version is a lot more delicate. It's a beautiful cow milk cheese that's 70-pound wheel that when you put it into your mouth is this beautiful, I want to call it almost a semi-hard texture that has a nutty caramel, sometimes a little bit of tropical cocoa butter, chocolate, just really easy flavors for everyone to love. And it's actually becoming, it's becoming one of the most popular cheeses in Europe, not just in France. And in America, it's beginning to take hold too. It's one of the cheeses that we lovingly go to visit every 3 months, and we get to pick our wheels, and we get to go to this fantastic old ammunition fort that sits right on the border with Switzerland. It's an amazing place to just walk into and look out of and look towards Switzerland, and you see the snow-capped Alps, and it's breathtaking all together, and it's one of the most amazing experiences that I'll love to share with everybody every time they come to the store.
Great. Fantastic. Well, thank you so much. We're going to take a really quick break, and then we're going to get into features.
No, thank you.
So we're going to go straight into features. Sorry about that. And we're going to talk about our week science stories. And so, Jacob, do you want to get us started?
Oh, sure. Well, I wanted to talk about a story that came out in Science, the magazine Science, just a little while ago. And it was about what kind of we're talking about the election, so it's about what kind of politicians win. And it turns out that you could have predicted 69% of the Senate races in 2004. Based only on facial characteristics of the candidates, so it has nothing. Apparently, their position or whatever is not really on political issues is not really the dominant issue. The dominant issue is that people you don't want to have candidates that have baby faces, because baby faces correlate negatively with people's perception of competence. So that's the finding from Science Magazine. If you're thinking about who to donate money to, don't waste your money on somebody with a baby face, because it's a lost cause. Really.
So our next story is about how ceiling height can affect how a person thinks, feels, and acts. And so it's been now scientifically proven that when people are in a room with high ceilings, say 10 feet or so, they tend to process more abstract connections with objects in a room and have more free-form thinking than they would normally.
That must be our problem down here.
So now it's scientifically proven, something that real estate agents have been pushing for decades. So, Jacob?
I could just apply that to so many areas of my life, but I got to move on because we have a running topic here about panda sex that we've talked about, I think, in at least three of our – this will be at least three of our four shows, if not all four shows. We've talked about panda sex in the past, panda pornography, and panda poop, but they discovered a panda in China, and she had lost most of one of her legs in a fight, and one of the experts there said that they were able to nurse her back to health, and the quote is, quote, her spirits have lifted, the wound is healed, her appetite is basically recovered, but without her left paw, her loss of balance has directly affected her love life, end quote. So what they're going to do is they're going to build the first prosthetic leg for a panda in China for the specific reason of improving her love life. I hope it works.
I hope it does, too. It's a noble cause. And so our next story is after more than 50 years of research, mathematicians point the way to modeling the perfect head of beer. So they have finally extended a formula based on one formulated by famed mathematician John von Neumann in 1952 that can now model the growth and shrinkage of individual bubbles in foam and crystalline grains in metals. So there you go.
Great. We'll be working on the practical implications of that in just a few minutes. But the next thing I want to go to is a recent study, I think just this last week's issue in Nature, that shows that you may think that you're more evolved as a human being, if you're a human being, than chimpanzees, but in fact, it's not true. They have a way of quantifying which of your genes have been positively selected by natural selection, and the number for chimps is 233. The number for people is 154. I'm not sure what all that means. The explanation that one of these scientists put forward was that the chimp population, for most of the history of the two species being different, the chimp population has been much larger than the human population. So that could be what's behind this, but that's really it.
Okay, that's all we got. So thank you for listening to this week's episode of Cargo Cult Radio.
See you in 2 weeks.
A common complaint heard in the Boston area is that there is no place on the radio where one can hear real soul music these days. Well, complain no longer, because soul is alive and well each and every Sunday on your R&B Jukebox, a program dedicated to the preservation of the best of soul and rhythm and blues of the last 40 years. From down-home blues to spreading the gospel news, from Motown Get Down to that funky Memphis sound, from muscle shoals to that sweet Philly soul, it all happens on your R&B Jukebox, hosted by Captain Al Franklin, every Sunday at 6 p.m. here on WMBR Cambridge, where soul still lives.
La zone à droite avec des schmitteureux qui voient leur pouvoir s'accroître. Ils ont fait de la banlieue un fonds de commerce. Quoi faire flipper le pays comme une atteinte aux mœurs. Ici c'est le flow avec des visites guidées, des journalistes qui jubilent. La situation a empiré, trop de jeunes qui vivent des villes. On préfère voir braqueurs ou directeurs de banque. Ils veulent te voir au placard ou prisonnier dans un centre. On te montre jamais les gens honnêtes, tous ceux qui tardent. Vous pensez pour tous ces parents, pour qui l'espoir se tasse. C'est dans les yeux, l'argent facile pour lequel on opte. Trop peu qu'ils font des études sup et des potes torses qui jamais stoppent. Les terroristes, ça leur permet de restreindre la liberté. Encore plus de contrôle jusque dans les halls de cité. Moi je fais une mise en garde à votre système répressif. Faut pas s'étonner après de voir notre extrémisme. C'est le nouveau millénaire, mais y'a pas plus d'efforts. Ils veulent nous mettre des fers et puis surtout empêcher nos trésors.
Quand on tue un ministre et qu'on maquille son suicide, y'a trop d'intox qu'on administre.
À qui profite le crime? Ils ont colonisé l'Afrique et ils soutiennent les dictatures, l'Algérie et ses tortures. À qui profite le crime?
Quand les médias couchent avec le pouvoir, on trouve un port au premier tour. Elf, Messie de vieille.
À qui profite le crime? Toi tu tombes pour un de tout, ça c'est la loi qu'ils appliquent quand ils volent le trésor public. À qui profite le crime?
On a tort de croire que ce qu'on voit, car certains convois ont plus de valeur que les Prinks de la délinquance qu'on voit. On nous fait concevoir que le bas de la pyramide, en cachant derrière l'autorité le poids de la tyrannie. Des débats sur fond d'insécurité, mais aucun sur l'impunité. Y'a tout dicté, on a valeur sa qualité. De gauche ou de droite, on est cerné de langue de bois. Et les commissariats remplis de gommettes et du bois. Ta peau sculptée, les vrais financements sont toujours occultes, bien protégés par le classement qu'ils occupent. Les jeunes ont l'air porteurs au cul, mais dès que le pays tourne mal, les caméras y'en a aucune, même dans le vrai journal. Ils disent que le crime ne paie pas, mais c'est avec l'argent sale qu'ils s'enrichissent.
Dancing, dancing, dancing. Hey, welcome to Anti-Beta Blocker. Once again, it's Friday night, 9 p.m., and we're about to listen to some awesome dancing music. Thank you.
You're the devil in me, I brought him from the cold. You said your body was young, but your mind was very old. You're coming on strong and I like the way the visions we have are fading away. You're part of the life I've never had. I'll
So, just now we listened to a local mix. It's a song originally by Ben Camaro and remixed by DJ Dayang, who is just around the area. And if you go to, you know, all those parties like Heartthrob or Thunderdome, you definitely see them. They're awesome DJs. And next song coming up, it's a remix of Out of Space by Prodigy.
On my polo shirt and chase the haters out of Earth. Thank you.
my polo shirt and chase the haters out of Earth. Get out, you bitches.
Right.
So the first two songs, or the last two songs we just heard, are from my robot friend. They're such an excellent group, and they're from New York. Next song is a Japanese song by...
Hi, my name is Takeshi. I'm from Japan.
Well, the song is not by Takeshi.
Oh, yeah. So I want to introduce Takeu Ishino.
Yay!
He's from... he's a DJ, Japanese DJ, and he remixed the anthem of FIFA World Cup 2002. So this is the song. So,
wow. And by the way, Takeshi, well, this is the last night of Takeshi in the United States. And
yes.
Tomorrow morning, he's going back to Japan.
For good.
Mm. Are you sad?
Yep. So, yeah, I wanted to dedicate this song for all those nice American guys. We'll be right back.
This is a Ladytron song, Evil. For the millions of imaginary listeners, our phone number is 617-253-8810. Please call in! Thank you. know what this one is. It's Tribulations by LCD Sound Systems. Well, this song we don't need to introduce. And actually, just now, everybody in the studio was doing robot walking.
Yeah, this is Seamus here. You're listening to, I'm going to introduce it anyway. It's Around the World by Daft Punk. I think one of the greatest music videos of all time, if you haven't seen it recently.
Yeah, by Michelle Gondry.
Get on YouTube and watch Around the World.
You see plenty of robot walking with skeleton.
Yeah, if you pay attention to the clip, every different character is representing a different part of the song. So the skeletons are the bass drum, and the mummies are the vocals, whatever it is. It's a very fun clip.
Before that, it was a LCD sound system. They are coming to Boston on May the 11th, I think, to Avalon. But anyway, if you haven't got tickets, you should go and get them. Wow, it's Anti-Beta Blocker almost comes to an end. So we have one more song to go. I'll give you Voodoo People. This is DJ Zylo. Thank you for listening. It's every Friday night, 9 to 10 p.m. Hope to see you next week.
Have a good weekend.
Say something. No.
また会いましょう。
What does that mean?
See you again.
Yeah, see you again.
I want some, get some. I told him I'm here to make your neck lock. I'm having this love affair with the saucy rhymes that I've been kicking them. Soon as they leave my mouth, I'll be missing them. But attracting over quicker than any pimp can. Imagine taxing every beat that sets off heat. I'm beginning to feel like I'm some kind of hip-hop freak. Leading you freaks to this freaky situation. Medusa style, what who you think you're facing? You're telling me you didn't